an open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul. You know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
A little more than 48 hours away from the big night in Radio City Music Hall in New York. Yours truly, this show, will be there as the 2012 NFL Draft commences, as Commissioner Roger Goodell starts this thing off when he walks up to the podium. And we are fired up for that. We're fired up for really a whole two-day excursion to New York, because on Wednesday, tomorrow's show, tomorrow night at this time, yours truly will be broadcasting from a place called Manny's on 2nd. It's a restaurant on 2nd and 92nd in Manhattan. And it's favored by Browns backers, of the Browns backers of the New York metropolitan area. So they're going to be out there in force, I'm sure of it. I hope so, because we look forward to seeing you there. And we'll be doing the show from there and have you present, and going to be all kinds of giveaways, lots of fun stuff going on to get you primed and ready for Thursday night's draft. And then, as I said, Thursday night we'll be broadcasting from Radio City Music Hall. But right now we are in Berea. We are in the nerve center of the Browns, the place where the decisions and the draft choices will be made and then, of course, submitted to New York, to the Browns representatives who will be at the team's official table there in Radio City Music Hall Thursday night. And throughout the draft, we are going to be talking, what else, the draft. Hanford Dixon will join us for his regular spot, but a little different tonight because we're going to have Frank Minifield on the line. Frank lives out in Kentucky, and the reason we are putting together the great cornerbacking duo that played for this Browns team is this. Frank Minifield's son, Chase, is a cornerback at Virginia and a touted, highly touted draft prospect. I don't have any idea where he's going to end up in this draft, what round. His family doesn't know. He doesn't know. But the point is just to talk about getting ready for this, the excitement of a young man with a Browns tie, his dad, of course, being a former Browns player, what it's like to just be sitting there 48 hours away from this humongous operation called the draft. And then we're going to have a visit by Solomon Wilcots from NFL Network. He is embedded here in Berea for this entire week through the draft. He's reporting on the Browns because the Browns are a big story in this whole thing, huge story in this draft. So they've sent Sally. Of course, he's a former NFL player. He works also for CBS Sports. He's an NFL analyst, game analyst, and he's worked multiple Browns games this past year. He's worked the Browns in recent years, so he knows this team pretty well. And to have him in the building has been a treat. So he was kind enough, and we invited him up to the studio and to sit down and talk some Browns and draft with us. And then also Ray Ventrone, Bubba Ventrone, special teams ace, backup defensive back for the Browns. We're going to talk about his non-draft experience, coming into the league as an undrafted player, but being in this league for, seven seasons as a guy who overcame that status. You don't have to come into the NFL as the fourth overall guy, or yesterday, as in the case of Joe Thomas, the third overall guy, to have a solid or strong career. And Bubba Ventrone has had a really strong career despite going undrafted. And we'll answer your questions as we always do on this show. We'll take this couple of these real quickly from Twitter. You submit them, and this is Ask Vic portion as driven by Liberty Ford, as is the entire show. Jake via Twitter did draft Matt Khalil if he's available, Jake says, mandates. Jake, tell you what, if he's there, I think he'd be really hard to pass up. If he's there, I think the interesting become the pick, the Browns' fourth pick becomes extremely interesting. I mean, number one, what does it mean at three? Did that mean the Vikings traded out so somebody could trade in to take, say, Trent Richardson? Or did the Vikings decide to take Morris Claiborne, the corner there, and leave Khalil available? That could get all kinds of interesting at four if that were to happen. But I'm with you. If Khalil is available, I'm really in favor of that myself. Rogelio, I guess it is, via Twitter. Our picks will be Trent Richardson and Stephen Hill. Hopefully Richardson is there at four. Well, you're very definitive, and then you're hopeful. Well, if Richardson is there too, again at four, hard guy to pass up. I don't know that you're going to have a choice between Richardson and Khalil. You might. That would be a difficult one, I think. Stephen Hill, I like that guy from Georgia Tech. I really do, that wide receiver. But I think there are others who would argue that, because he's obviously talking about him as a down the line as maybe the 22nd pick, that others might argue that in terms of rating, maybe a Kendall Wright from Baylor is the more highly rated guy. The only thing that scares me a little bit about Kendall Wright, not scares me, but you know, just makes me feel a little less comfortable, is not as tall as I'd like him to be for this West Coast offense. All right, we've got much more coming up in a couple of minutes. We're going to have a discussion with both Frank Minifield and our regular on this show, Hanford Dixon, that cornerbacking duo, to talk about Frank Minifield's son, Chase, from Virginia, who is one of the draft prospects. And that is coming up right here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Make your next vehicle purchase an easy one at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save when you swap your ride for a new Ford and lease a fuel-efficient Focus or Fusion for only one. Plus, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Just find Liberty Ford on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you suffer from migraine headaches and you want fast relief, try Excedrin Migraine, the number one neurologist-recommended OTC brand that starts to relieve migraine pain in 30 minutes. For more help with your migraines, talk to your discount Drug Mart pharmacist today. Use as directed.
Discount Drug Mart, they do the run around. You'll find everything you need.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Wings, if you love rings and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to quick and take a new.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get to quick to take a new.
The Chrysler Town and Country event is happening right now at Danley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. The roadman Kenny Rhoda here, and the new 2012 Town and Country Touring can be yours right now for only $26,230 or lease one for just $249 a month. But you have to hurry. They only have 12 left on the lot at Danley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. If a Chrysler 200 is the one you want, then come get a new 2012. That's right, buy a Chrysler 200 right now for $25,340 or lease it with no money down for just $289 a month. I've driven the Chrysler 200. It rocks. Or how about a 2012 Jeep Patriot Latitude? Buy it for just $22,735. Maybe you want to lease it instead. No problem. It's just $279 a month with no money down. These great deals won't last long at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge. So what are you waiting for? Get on out to 123 Broadway Avenue in Bedford and get one before they're gone. Save big. Save now. Call 440-232-2121 for more details and tell them the roadman sent you to Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge.
Welcoming you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you to the very top of this hour. And we have something fun for you tonight. This is a discussion a little different, again, where we get two former Browns players together. Hanford Dixon, you know, is a regular on this show. And then Frank Minifield, his former backfield partner on this football team back in the day. When they play, we get them talking together because Chase Minifield, as we talked about, Frank's son, is a draft prospect. And this show, of course, is brought to you in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. And this segment is driven, or I should say, the whole show is driven by Liberty Ford. But this segment, it's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Well, we are thrilled right now to put together one of the all-time great cornerbacking duos in the National Football League. They played for the Cleveland Browns. Of course, Hanford Dixon, you know all the time. The top dog is a regular here on the show. And joining us by phone from Kentucky is his former backfield mate, Frank Minifield. Frank, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. What's going on, Hanny?
Hey, my name is Minnie. Nothing, man. I just know Vic and I were sitting here talking, and Vic is going to talk about Chase. I told Vic, you're probably, Chase is a little bit calm. You're the one that's nervous.
I'm really not nervous at all, Hanny. I mean, you know, it is what it is. Ain't nothing Chase can do about it. Ain't nothing I can do about it. So I'm not really nervous, but I'm going on about my regular busy day. Down the wife, Diane's probably crazy right now, but not me.
What is the atmosphere around the Minifield house?
Well, I think it's probably exactly that. I don't think Chase at least he don't appear to be too concerned about it. He ain't talking about it. He ain't asking no questions about it. He basically is going about his business. Same for me. I'm going about my business. Now, my wife, Diane, she's constantly talking about it, and she's probably getting on everybody's nerves talking about it all the time.
To what degree, though, Frank, have you played the role, and I'm going to ask the same question of Hanford because of his relationship with Chase as well. To what degree have you played the, okay, I've been through this before, not only entering the draft, but also the career of an NFL player, and I know there's going to be more of your wisdom and counsel and advice as time goes on, or at least as much as your son wants to seek it, but to what extent have you been, had you prepared him for this process in your discussions with him?
Well, I just let him know that I tried to let him know that this draft isn't the end all. That you have to go and make a football team, and you have to go and become a great football player. Just because a guy gets drafted in the first round, only thing that's going to determine is how much everybody's going to get paid. And eventually, everybody's going to have to prove themselves. Whether they're in the first round, second round, or undrafted. And so I've been trying to let him know that, you know, that this draft part of it is just going to give you an opportunity. But some people, the ones that get drafted in the first round, probably going to get more opportunities than guys that don't get drafted at all. And so that's what this draft is all about. But in the end, you know, the guys that don't get drafted and the guys that do get drafted, the percentage is going to be about the same. Only a few of them going to stay around in the National Football League for long if they don't become great football players.
Benny, you know, you're exactly right, and I had mentally got myself prepared for the draft. When I say got myself prepared, you know, I got myself, Vic, believe it or not, thinking along the lines of saying to myself, all I need to do is get drafted, because I know if I get drafted, get signed by someone or some team in the National Football League, that I knew I was going to make that football team, and I was just going to dedicate everything within myself to becoming the type of player that Frank is talking about and being that player and sticking around for a certain amount of time in the National Football League. So I had prepared myself for it that, you know, again, just like Frank said, you have no control over the draft or where you're going to get drafted. You have some ideas, but you just don't know. But mentally, I say, hey, whoever takes me, if someone takes me, all I need to do is coaches, get to be a part of a football team, and then I could let my talent and I could do what I do best after that.
And it's really a refreshing perspective from both of you. Frank, when you talk about it with your son, as you said, it's about just getting drafted and don't get caught up on the where so much. Go ahead.
Well, Nick, I told him that the draft can also be a curse on you. I said, you know, Tim Couch, the draft was a curse on Tim Couch. If Tim Couch would have got drafted in the fourth round, he might have turned out to be an unbelievable quarterback. But he turned out to be the number one draft pick of the whole draft, so consequently he had to play and play well right away on a team that wasn't very good. I said, you know, if you get drafted late, and you end up with on a good football team that already got good defensive backs, usually you get a chance to develop. And you spend, you get more time to learn how to play the game. So the draft is a benefit and a curse. It can be both ways. So, you know, as a defensive back, you show up in the wrong place at the wrong time, your career could be awfully short in the National Football League.
Hanford Dixon in studio with us, and Frank Minifield on the phone from Kentucky on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Of course, Frank Minifield, his son Chase, is a draft prospect who is looking forward to entering the league within the next few days. And, you know, hopefully it would be on Thursday, but whenever it happens, it happens. I want to ask you, Frank, what kind of player, and I know you're a biased source on this, but what kind of player does the team that gets young Chase Minifield, are they going to have?
Well, they're going to get a kid that they're going to get a cornerback. Unlike most cornerbacks that are going to get drafted this year, they're going to get a cornerback that's ready to play right away. And physically, he's ready to play right away. Mentally, he's ready to play right away. And they're going to get a cornerback that's been using the techniques that defensive backs use in that football league almost all his life. So whoever gets him, they're going to get a very motivated player. They're going to get a kid that spends night and day trying to be the best football player that he can be. And it's going to be fun to watch how far and how good he can become in the National Football League.
Well, they're also many, and they're going to get a player that whose resources as far as getting into the mind of one of the best guys who has played the corner position in the National Football League, and that's his daddy, talking about you. And you know, and I know you and Chase, obviously you guys talk about different techniques and different things all the time, but, you know, just you being there for him, you have played the game, you know, how to play the bump and run. You know how to study. You know how to prepare for a receiver. And I just can't tell you, Vic, how that's just invaluable to have that kind of knowledge that Chase have available for him from his dad.
No doubt about it. And Frank, I mean, when we talk about being, and I want to say, every father, I'm sure, to a great degree, when we're dealing with this situation, can be called doting. But you're a guy who certainly has been involved in your son's career, your son's life on and off the field, but his playing career. And to what extent have you coached him through, say, the ranks of football? And how do you, because you know he's got actual coaches that he's working with at all these levels. When do you insert yourself and guide him, and give me a sense of the types of advice, technical advice you've given him through the years?
Well, I mean, it's almost like, you know, last year me and Hanford got on the phone with Chase about his stance, because, you know, the coaches that's never played in that football league and really probably didn't play defensive back at all at a very competitive level, had him bending over at the knees and the waist way more than what I thought he should be bent over. And so Hanford and I, we got on the phone. He looked at old pictures of Hanford's stance. He looked at old pictures of my stance. He looked at pictures of Mike Haynes and Lester Hayes. He looked at pictures of all those stands. He saw that the coach was wanting him to do something that the great defensive backs didn't do. And so that's when I try to, and I don't try to tell him what to do. I just try to remember situations where whatever we're trying to get him to do worked out the right way. And so he's a smart kid. I mean, you don't go to the University of Virginia if you're not a smart kid. And he can figure it out for himself at that point. If you give him enough information, he can figure it out for himself. Another situation was, you know, a whole lot of high school coaches and college coaches like for you to turn towards the man all the time. When the man's about ready to go by you, they want you to turn to the man all the time. And, you know, that's not always great, especially when you got some of the abilities that he has. One good thing that he can do, he can jump. And so I told him, you know, you want to see the ball in the air as much as possible. Now, there's a fine line on what me and Hanford used to call good head, bad head.
Right. Good head or bad head.
Right.
All right, explain
good
that.
Good head or bad head. But now, I know there's a whole lot of people out there thinking we're talking dirty, but we talk about football.
That's right.
We talk about the position of your head while the player is trying to go through his different moves. And so, but there's a time when you have to get your head back so you can play the ball. And in college and high school, they still believe, and the National Football League don't let you do it anymore, they still believe you can play the ball when the ball is coming down through the receiver's hands. And, you know, I let him know that, you know, you got to use what's good. You got to use your best asset. Your best asset is jumping. You can jump. And so you want to get up and compete for the ball at its highest point. And so, you know, those are two scenarios that was probably really important to getting him to play well for the last 2 years, is to get his stance correct at the line of scrimmage in the bump and run position, and getting him to realize when he needs to play the ball in the air and not wait and try to play the hands of the receiver.
Vinny, really quick, two questions here. His vertical, where did he get that from, Diane?
Well, Hanny, he got it from his uncle, Hanny.
Hey, I got a picture now showing me up higher than you. You know, we just, you know how we meet at the field. Now, when you look at my vertical and look at yours.
Hanny, that picture is showing us coming down.
Nice.
That's the day showing us going up.
Vinny, does he have, you know, I know as time gets closer to the draft, you hear of some guys, you know, you have some coaches in the National Football League, some general managers start to give different players an indication of maybe they may want to draft them. Has Chase had any of the general managers or head coaches indicate that they would like to have him on their football team?
Well, Hanny, he's probably, I think, probably almost every team in the National Football League has indicated that he's a player that they would like to have early on throughout the season. And I think everybody got to remember, Chase has been a first-team All-ACC for the last 2 years. And he also was an All-American. So for the most part, for the last 2 years, they've had the people that think they're so-called experts have had him to be drafted late in the first round. But we made a decision at the end of the season to get a problem taken care of that he was having with his knee. He had a piece of cartilage that had come loose, and he played through it the whole year. And at the end of the season, you know, I told him, I said, hey, man, the most important thing is for you to get ready to make somebody's team. Now, if we go and get this, your knee taken care of, everybody's going to get concerned about it. And the people that are concerned about it is going to discount what you've done over all these years. But it's going to be more important for you to be ready to go into training camp, prepared to compete. And so in order to give yourself the most time, you need to get your knee taken care of right now.
That's good sound stuff. Frank, we wish you all the best. We certainly wish Chase all the best. We'll be thinking about all of you, very excited for you. And we look forward to talking with you again and talking with your son again down the line.
Well, hopefully that's real soon.
All right.
Tell Chase it'd be nice to have him in that orange and brown, dog.
He is Frank Benefield on the line with us from Kentucky.
Hi. Tell right. Dog Brown I said hello.
You got it, Matty.
And that's Hanford Dixon, of course, the bark. How do you can't mistake that, right? Top dog. All right, we've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. A conversation next with Solomon Wilcutt, NFL Network's own. He is embedded with the Browns this week in Berea, covering the Browns right through the draft for NFL Network. You're going to want to hear what this guy has to say about the draft and the Browns coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Make your next vehicle purchase an easy one at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save when you swap your ride for a new Ford and lease the best-selling Escape or F-150 for only $199 a month. With Ohio's largest selection of Fords, guaranteed financing, and the most for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat. Plus, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Just find Liberty Ford on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's been stolen. Hazel Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, quick food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retread, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
The following rules cover ESPN Cleveland contests, but may be amended by separate rules for specific contests. For each contest, you must meet eligibility requirements. No purchase necessary. Employees of Good Karma Broadcasting, ESPN Cleveland, its affiliates, partners, other radio stations in the metro area, and their immediate family members are ineligible. You must be a U.S. resident, 18 or older, living in Ohio. You can win a prize in an ESPN Cleveland contest only once every 60 days, or for a prize value over $600, only once every 6 months. Due to online streaming delays, online listeners may not be able to participate in on-air contests. One winner per household per contest. Prizes awarded pending verification of eligibility and are not transferable and cannot be exchanged or redeemed for cash. We reserve the right to substitute a prize of equivalent value if the prize or any part of the prize becomes unavailable. Decisions are final. Winner must present valid ID and information required for tax purposes. Winners must claim prizes in person within 30 days of winning. Winners must comply with all requirements and complete all releases or forfeit prize. Winners are responsible for all taxes. ESPN Cleveland isn't responsible for technical difficulties that may prevent you from completing a call or sending a text. For text contests, message and data rates may apply. These are your responsibility. For official rules, visit ESPN Cleveland Studios during regular business hours or online at ESPNCleveland.com.
You know what it's like when the ragweed kicks in?
Sure do.
Not fun.
No, sir.
My eyes well up like I'm chopping onions.
Like a bully stole your lunch money.
Like my team just won it all.
Like you just got crowned beauty pageant champion.
Like I'm a pageant winning, championship celebrating, lunch money losing, onion chopping mess. That's what ragweed does to me. Is that what it does to you?
Used to.
And now?
Not so much.
Not so much?
Target Pharmacy.
Target Pharmacy?
Target Pharmacy.
Target Pharmacy. Swing by today for a daily dose of not so much.
Hey, it's me again, Mike Rowe here at a Ford dealer with Fiona, talking tires. Fiona here was just telling me that about every 5 seconds, Ford dealers sell a tire. How's that possible?
Well, Mike, Ford purchases about 3 million tires a year.
Seems like a lot of tires.
We have a lot of tires, 11 major brands.
This is exciting. I'm keeping track as we go, and you just sold one right now.
We also have a called low price tire guarantee.
How's that work?
We'll beat anybody's advertised price guaranteed.
And you just did.
That's correct.
There goes another one. You're not going to run out, are you?
Absolutely not.
Promise?
I promise.
There goes another one again.
Right now.
buy four tires and get a $100 rebate at your Ford dealer. Name brands include Goodyear, Continental, Pirelli, Hankook, Dunlop, and Yokohama tires. That's $100.
Every 5 seconds, wait for it, and boom, it just happened. You sold one right now. It's very exciting. I can do this all day.
Me too.
Feel like we have.
Competitors ad required for tire guarantee. $100 rebate can't be combined with other tire manufacturer rebate or offer. See participating Ford dealer. Visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 5/31/12.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and appreciating the fact that you've chosen to spend this portion of your Tuesday with us, your football Tuesday, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily. And this show, of course, presented in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. And we are just 2 days away, 48 hours away from the 2012 NFL Draft. And folks, you got to do this. You got to log on to ClevelandBrowns.com and then predict the number 4 and number 22 overall picks in the Pick 2 Draft Contest. That's for a chance to win a pair of tickets to the 2012 Cleveland Browns home opener against the Eagles September 9th. Going to want to be there for that. And a chance also to get a prize pack, which is on top of the two tickets. So it's a real great deal if you can nail these two picks for the Browns, which is not an easy thing to do. Join us for the draft. Some of you might think it is. Join us for the draft party also at Cleveland Brown Stadium on Thursday. That would be, again, in 2 days. Doors open 6 p.m. and admission is free. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Really happy to be joined right now by a good friend of this show and a good friend of mine personally, Solomon Wilcots from NFL Network, from CBS Sports. He has been on the show multiple times before. Welcome back, Solomon.
Oh, Vic, thank you for having me back. It's nice to be seeing you face-to-face a little bit where we can talk about the Cleveland Browns.
And that's the beautiful part of this. You are here because you are camped in town. You're embedded with the Browns as a correspondent for NFL Network, and you'll be covering this team through the draft. And that's where I want to start. Just the fact that the Browns draft has been identified as important enough to send you here to cover it.
Well, there's no doubt about it. 13 picks in the 2012 draft, the most of any team. The Cleveland Browns, obviously, three of the first 37 picks. So we, at the NFL Network, we're expecting big things to happen here. We expect the brain trust here at the Cleveland Browns to do some things that I believe are going to be very significant in putting this team going in the right direction. Everyone knows they need weapons on offense. Everyone knows they need to improve in terms of their ability to score points. Now, we're here to kind of to see how that's going to unfold. What is it going to look like? Does it look like a quarterback? Does it look like a running back or a wide receiver or an offensive lineman? I think that's going to be very interesting, and I think it's worth our while to be here.
I know this is true with more teams than just the Browns, but I get a feeling that people are so all over the lot about trying to project what this team will do. I mean, nationally yeah, and locally, that no one has a feel for really what is in store for this team. And you just mentioned the range of how that help could come. You could under a blanket heading say it's offensive help, but what kind of offensive help and where? And I think really after those first two picks of the draft, Everything is such a huge question mark.
And it gets interesting at number three with the Minnesota Vikings. There's no doubt. Will it be Matt Khalil or will it be the cornerback from LSU, Morris Claiborne? You know that's maybe two directions in which they can go in. They have strong needs in those areas. You know they're not going to go running back with Trent Richardson because they have an Adrian Peterson. So that's why, to me, at number four, it really becomes very interesting and even more intriguing because you're talking about maybe four or five different players. You're talking about a Ryan Tannehill possibly climbing up the board if he goes as high as number four. You're talking about a Trent Richardson, who everyone knows is one of the top five players on the board. Will it be a Justin Blackmon? Will it be a Claiborne? Or will it be an offensive tackle if Khalil slides to that position? This team, the Cleveland Browns, can go in a number of different directions, and then we have to ask ourselves, what do they do at 22, and what do they do with all these picks? Do they move up the draft board to possibly get the player that they covet the most? And we have no idea who that is.
And in your reporting on this, what will the approach be? I mean, I know you're here to give that perspective for the national audience. Talk about how you go about that, and knowing how much of a the process of getting the draft ready, the Tom Heckerts, the Pat Shermers, the Mike Holmgrens, all pretty busy with their various duties.
Yeah.
How do you fit your way into those men's time schedules to find out what's going on?
I think you take your time, and you obviously try to schedule a meeting, and hopefully you're able to meet with team president Mike Holmgren. You're able to meet with Tom Heckert, the team's general manager, who I thought did a really good job last week, and his pre-draft conference and his addressing the media and talking about the various team needs and his thoughts. I just thought he did a really wonderful job of helping us in the media to understand what are the team needs, but not fully disclosing what the team planned to do. And you can't do that. That's detrimental, as you well know. But you got to be able to have a conversation, I think, at least where I'm standing, to be able to put my finger on the pulse of this football team. Try to understand what is the expected identity for the 2012 season. What are the plans for growth and development for their team? And then if you can at least come away with a concept, philosophical understanding for how Mike Holmgren is thinking, for how Tom Heckert is thinking, how the head coach, Pat Shermer, is thinking. And then you get to understand the chess pieces on the board, these players in the 2012 draft, where they fit in on this specific football team, and I think it helps us to understand that a little bit more, then I can convey that to the viewers. That's what I'm here for. I'm not here to guess picks, but I'm here to maybe paint a picture for our viewers philosophically for how they want to build a team here with the Cleveland Browns.
Solomon Wilcots from NFL Network, embedded reporter for the Browns through the draft. And you covered this team for CBS, so you multiple games last year, so you have a pretty good handle on the team itself, and you have a pretty good handle on the entire NFL landscape. I mean, that's what you do with NFL Network during the offseason. Do you sense... on the talent level that's there in this draft that you've studied, Sully, that this team can significantly help itself? The chances of helping itself are greater than not helping. Is that how you see it?
I think they're very fortunate. Remember last year, they went very heavy on the defensive side. Last year was a real defensive-heavy, talent-laden draft where I thought they scored big time. Obviously, checking in with a top-10 defense after drafting players in the first round, second, they were able to really hit on some positions of need on that side of the ball. Now this year, they need to hit on the offensive side of the ball. Those players are there for the taking. You're going to have good offensive linemen. You got a really good crop of running backs in this year's draft. I don't think it's overly talented with wide receivers. I think you got three or four guys who have a first round grade, and from there, I think there's a tremendous drop off.
Mm-hmm.
You got a couple of really good quarterbacks who are probably going to see them go 1 and 2 in Andrew Luck and RG3. I do believe there's a second tier of quarterbacks after those two, and the Tannehill and the Brandon Whedon type players. But given the need and the desire to improve on the Cleveland Browns' inability to score points last year, where they really struggled, I looked at the numbers where they've averaged, 15 points a game over the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't just a recent current experience. This has been going on for about 4 years. The need to get better on offense, to score more points on that side of the ball. Well, you have the players in this year's draft to be able to, I think, affect this offense in a positive way to accomplish that goal.
And I'm sure a big part of the thinking of the higher-ups at NFL Network to assign you to this team, to assign any national correspondent to this team for the whole time through the draft, is traits, is the possibility that with the many picks this team has and the multiple first rounders that it has and the three in the first 37 that it has, that the movement would cause some ripple effect and domino effect through the entire league.
There's no doubt about it. We talked about the 13 overall picks in the 2012 draft more than any other team, so that's fodder for potential for movement to be able to parlay those picks to whether to move up to be able to get the player that you covet. But the fact that you could even move down from a number 4 spot and still get the player you want, there's certainly potential for movement. And a lot of people have talked about maybe someone moving up to the number 4 spot, Cleveland moving down. How about the potential for the Cleveland Browns to move up from 22? Somewhere in the teens, because they have
Very
all
possible.
Those picks that they can shop
to be able to move up to get a player if they really covet a player who they don't think they're going to get at 22. And now that totally changes the dynamic of maybe who you thought they could get at the bottom of the first round if they move up into the middle portion of the first round. Boy, that means they've got themselves too well of players in terms of talent on the offensive side of the ball.
Well, great stuff, and I look forward to hearing your reporting. And I know Browns fans should be happy that from a national perspective, we've got a top-flight guy here.
Well, I think it's going to be fun. I think we have the people in the building here. As I look at the track record, whether it was in Green Bay, whether it was in Philadelphia, whether it was in Seattle, they've all been able to build football teams.
Yep.
And this is sort of in their wheelhouse, Vic. They're picking offensive players.
Yes. It's what they know.
It's what they know, is what they've done time after time. So it's going to be fun just watching it all happen.
He is Solomon Wilcott. So check out his great work at NFL Network. Watch his coverage of the Browns through the draft on that network. You also hear him on SiriusXM NFL Radio. We get to co-host sometimes. That's always some fun. CBS Sports. He wears many hats. Here with us on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Looking to swap your ride for a high-quality used vehicle? Visit Liberty Ford and make it easy. With over 7 million in pre-owned inventory to choose from, an industry-leading certified pre-owned program with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and rates as low as 1.9% guaranteed financing. The highest dollar for your trade. And right now, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Find Liberty on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up Loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Is this the year you start checking off your goals? Like building your savings? Building your education? Or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to help you achieve your goals. So whatever it is you'd like to do, we're ready to help you do it. This is your year. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Jim Swayze. You know, Half Price Books turns 40 years old this year, and that's a pretty big deal in my book, pardon the pun. A time warp back to 1972, if you can. The Godfather, The Last Picture Show, Led Zeppelin, The Waltons, and Half Price Books opened its first store for those of us with a passion for reading, a conscience for the environment, and an eye for a bargain. Almost everything's half price or less, and things have only gotten better. Sure, technology's changed a lot, but like I tell Jenny, Half Price Books is the only place where books, music, and movies find you. We never leave the store without a stack of things we had no idea we were looking for. Each store is super easy to shop with lots of friendly folks to help. These days, the best reason you should visit Half Price Books is because, well, you deserve it. Half Price Books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. In North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Menor, and Rocky River. Find out more or drop me a note on the blog at hpb.com.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Recently, a group of burglars tried to break into my house, but thanks to my Alarm Force home alarm and video relay, the burglary was thwarted. Beyond that, the video evidence helped the police catch the burglars. See the full story at alarmforce.com.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Hi, this is Pat Shermer, and you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Well, just about 48 hours, maybe a little more than that, and counting to the start of the 2012 draft. As the head coach told you, you are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily. It is driven by Liberty Ford. And Browns fans experience the great benefits of being a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. 2012 season tickets are on sale now. They're more affordable than ever. With tickets starting at only $32, go to clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. And this segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game. During the regular season, we brought you weekly Inside the Locker Room. It was a segment that, of course, our own Jameer Howerton handles for us by going down in the locker room and from here, from the studio, and sitting down with a player and then chatting him up in various topics. Well, we felt this week it would be appropriate with the draft theme in mind. Yesterday we had Big Joe Thomas on the show, the third overall pick of the 2007 draft for the Browns, five-time Pro Bowler. We thought we'd go to the other end of the spectrum for a player who wasn't drafted at all, Raven Trone. Jameer sits down with him. Jameer, take it away.
Thanks, Big. Bubba, this Thursday night, the 2012 NFL draft gets underway. But take us back to 05, when you were a young college player waiting for that phone call on draft weekend. What was your draft process like?
I wasn't anticipating getting drafted. I was hoping to sign as a undrafted free agent with a team and, you know, just get a shot to play because I missed most of my senior year with an ankle injury. So I was just hoping to get a shot, and I got a few calls after the draft and decided to sign with the New England Patriots.
Take us back to that time when you received that phone call from the New England Patriots. Who did you speak to? What did they say to you? What was that phone call like for you? Because as you mentioned, teams are allowed to sign undrafted rookie free agents once their draft is over.
It's pretty funny, though, because I actually spoke to Coach Eric Mangini. He was the guy that called me. He was the D coordinator at the time up in New England. And he said that I had a really good opportunity to come up there and have an impact on special teams and learn from a lot from a veteran group. They had Larry Izzo on special teams, Rodney Harrison at safety. So I was able to learn a lot from those guys in my positions, and that helped me out to this point.
After receiving that phone call, what was your mindset moving forward as you approached that rookie mini camp and, quite frankly, your career?
My mindset was basically just go out and play as hard as I can, try to learn as much as I could from the veterans. And I think the most important thing was just literally give as much effort as I could every play, whether I was making a mistake or not. It was as fast as I could go. 100 miles an hour every play, and the coaches saw that I wanted it pretty bad, and was able to, you know, make an impact instead.
Bubba, who was that coach or player that really pulled you to the side, that mentored you and said, hey, you know, you could really make an impact on special teams in this league?
It was actually the special teams coach at the time, Brad Seeley, who actually coached me here in Cleveland a few years ago. He said, you know, he's like, you can study all that defense, you know, as much as you want, but he's like, the only way you're going to stay in this league is on special teams, you know, at least initially. And, you know, I made my mark on special teams since I've been in the league. You know, I learned, like I said, from a lot of veterans up there. I ended up watching a lot of tape on, you know, great special teamers throughout the league. I had cut-ups made and studied a lot of veteran guys. You know, one of them is actually, I'm wearing this shirt right now, is Gleason from New Orleans, who's friends with Scott Fujita. He was a really good player, kind of similar to me in the style that we play. So, you know, I just studied a bunch of guys that were good at what, you know, special teams, because special teams is a completely different game. It's a full speed, full contact, you know, high intensity, high collision play, so you have to be on top of your game at all times.
9 years in this league as an undrafted rookie free agent, you talk about being a special teams guru. Your first career special teams tackle was in Super Bowl 42 against the New York Giants. That's amazing, Bubba.
Yeah, I mean, my first year in the NFL, I was on practice squad, so I was able to It was literally like a redshirt year for me. I was able to learn a lot from everybody. The next year I was injured, and then the next season is when I really started to play. And, you know, to make a huge tackle in a Super Bowl like that was an unbelievable feeling. We ended up scoring and going up on the Giants, and nobody really remembers my play, because after I made the tackle is when they had the long drive to score the touchdown. I ended up making the tackle, I think, on like the 17-yard line. So I put our defense in a pretty good spot. I thought I might have, you know, been kind of like, quote-unquote, you know, maybe like a unsung hero, you know. With the stop inside the 20, unfortunately, we didn't win, but...
Wow, it just goes to show that just because you weren't drafted, you could really make in this league through hard work and dedication. Well, Browns fans, we're joined with Browns special teamer and defensive back Ray Bubba Ventrone here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bubba, the team is entering into the second week of the offseason training program. What does it feel like to be back here in Cleveland, and what does Coach Johnson have you guys working on?
It's great to be back with my teammates, working hard. We're in our second week right now. All the defensive backs are working out as a group. You know, we come in, we lift, we do whatever lifting we have scheduled for that day, whether it be up or lower or an explosive day. Coach Kent Johnson has us doing, in addition, we're doing like either agility, true conditioning, or like position specific stuff also on the field after. And then we're meeting with our coaches for an hour as well. So, and it's been good to get to know Coach Tim as well, our new defensive back coach, Tim Hawk. So,
this is a great time because this is when you guys build that camaraderie, that nonverbal communication, and quite frankly, brotherhood.
Oh, yeah. It's great. We have a tight-knit group in the secondary, a lot of great young players. Joe Hayden, as everyone knows, TJ Ward. And then we have a great group of vets, you know, and Demetri Patterson, Sheldon Brown. You know, and you saw me young, and you know myself. We try to help out, you know, the younger guys, and it really is a tight-knit group.
You mentioned that you have a new defensive backs coach in Tim Hawk. Talk about him, because you know he played kind of like your style. He's known to be out there making some strong hits.
You know what? I talked to because Sheldon Brown actually played with him in Philly, and Sheldon said, "Bubba, he's just like you. He runs down the field just like you." And he was kind of giving me a background on coach, and that's pretty cool to know that you know the guy that's coaching you was kind of like you know similar type player as you are. So I'm excited about learning from him and his insight at the defensive back position and on special teams. Hopefully.
And this offseason, during free agency period, the Browns acquired defensive linemen Frosty Rucker and Jaquay Parker. How do you see these veteran players helping out this defensive unit?
I've heard a lot about those guys. I've seen, you know, a lot of them on tape. I know Jaquay Parker through another friend, and just heard he's a really good player, really hard worker. You know, hopefully these guys can come in and make an impact on our defense and get us to the next level. We want to win a lot more games than we have, so hopefully that puts us over the top.
And also, Bubba, this is the second season that you're working with your special teams coordinator, Chris Tabor. The Browns special teams unit in the past has been a strong pillar for the Browns, and last season you guys had your fair share of struggles, but given a full offseason with Coach Tabor, how do you think this will strengthen this unit?
I think that we're going to have a much better unit this year. I think that Coach Taylor and Coach Sean are going to get us on the same page. We're eager and anxious to be at the top of the league in all the special team categories. We want to get back to the level we were a couple years ago. We didn't have as good a year as we did wanted to last year. We know that. But we're going to come out, we're going to play as hard as we can. We're going to make a lot more plays this year on special teams, I know that.
And last week, the regular season schedule was released. What were your thoughts when you saw the season schedule?
I was excited that we opened up with Philly. I ended up playing, you know, my college ball in Philly, like right near Philly at Villanova. It was kind of weird, though, because we played them in the third preseason game, and then we opened right up with them. So I'm sure we'll be pretty familiar with each other by that point. Just excited about it. Probably have a lot of people come to that game.
Yeah, because that third preseason game is really that dress rehearsal for opening day. So it's going to be kind of like a cat-and-mouse deal where you don't want to give too much away.
Yeah, I mean, I know I'm excited about it. It's kind of like almost playing them, you know, against my hometown team in Pittsburgh. But, yeah, just looking forward to it.
And just overall, Bubba, what do you guys want to take away from these off-season sessions as the team moves deeper into the off-season?
I just think we want to be able to get more familiar with, you know, the whole scheme and, you know, what the coaches want from us exactly. We'll have more time to, you know, install the defense and get more detailed with, you know, our personal techniques and assignments and things like that. And the same goes for special teams as well. You know, we didn't have much time last year coming off, obviously, the lockout, new staff. So I think everyone is looking forward to this time, especially our team, because we have a new staff, a lot of new coaches, a lot of new players. It's going to really help us, and I think that we're going to have a really good year. Really good year, really good season.
Bubba, thank you for your time, taking time out here to join us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and good luck to you this offseason.
Thanks a lot. Go Browns.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, and thank you, Jameer. Great stuff from Raven Trone. Coming up next, we're going to answer your questions or read your comments with a little of each from our social media platforms that you submit to us. On Cleveland Browns Daily, it's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Looking to swap your ride for a high-quality used vehicle? Visit Liberty Ford and make it easy. With over 7 million in pre-owned inventory to choose from, an industry-leading certified pre-owned program with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and rates as low as 1.9% guaranteed financing. The highest dollar for your trade. And right now, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Find Liberty on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's been stolen.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Hey, Strongsville, you can stop running around now. Hi, this is Mike.
And Sharon Harbor. Discount Drug Mart has arrived in Strongsville at the corner of Route 82 and Prospect. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround with everything you need at low prices.
Save on generic prescriptions starting at just $1.99. Health and beauty supplies, groceries, including frozen foods, fresh produce, a deli department, fine wines, plus greeting cards, DVD rentals, and so much more.
Stop in at the new Discount Drug Mart in Strongsville at the corner of Route 82 and Prospect.
We're saving you the runaround every day.
If you love this and love saving this, then get to Summit Racing Equipment in Talmadge. Summit Racing has the lowest prices guaranteed on the parts, tools, and accessories for high-performance cars and racing, trucks and off-roading, daily drivers, late-model vehicles, and more. Choose from millions of parts in stock from over 900 brand-name manufacturers. And right now, save even more with these Summit Racing special offers. Buy any new wheels with tires and get the mounting and balancing free. And be sure to check out the clearance department for even more savings every day. Plus, get devilish performance with Demon Cars. They're back better than ever, and we have them in stock now. So get into this. And get to Summit Racing Equipment today for the parts and accessories for what you drive or less. Summit Racing Equipment, I-76 East, Exit 29 in Talmadge, open 9 to 9, 7 days a week.
Are you a business owner, or are you in sales? Think of all the money you've wasted trying to find new leads without success. Now, think about how much better it would be if you could get all the new sales leads you can handle for less than what you spend for coffee. It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, America's leading provider of sales leads plus powerful email and direct mail solutions. For less than $2.50 a day, less than what you pay for your morning coffee, Sales Genie business experts will feed you all the new sales leads you can handle. And right now, we'll even give you a risk-free trial when you call 1-800-944-5257. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the leads you need to increase your sales and fuel your business growth. So put your money where your new sales leads are. Call Sales Genie now at 1-800-944-5257 for your risk-free trial. Or go to www.trysalesgenie.com. That's 1-800-944-5257.
Make your next vehicle purchase an easy one at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save when you swap your ride for a new Ford and lease a fuel-efficient Focus or Fusion for only $169 a month. With Ohio's largest selection of Fords, guaranteed financing, and the most for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat. Plus, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Just find Liberty Ford on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's been stolen. Naval Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
And and welcoming you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Our Ask Vic segment, driven by Liberty Ford. From Twitter, DJ Phillips, I just want to read this because it was funny. If the Browns don't draft Richardson, I might jump off a bridge. Then he does, hashtag kidding, hashtag or am I? Ryan from Facebook, can't criticize the Browns for losing Hillis yet. If they pass on Trent Richardson Thursday, then all Browns fans should be deeply concerned. But how about the flip side of this one, also on Facebook, from Eddie. The heartless Hillis leaving was a blessing. He wanted to be paid top back salary for what amounted to six good games in 2010. See, you get both ends of the spectrum here. Tyler via Facebook, win or lose, I'm still hoping for the best. Browns, in their worst moments, give me the best memories with my pops I could ask for. Wow. I owe them my support at least. That is really nice. That's just a nice comment from a guy who just wanted to give us his sense of support here. I like that. All right. We want to thank a bunch of people for being part of the show. Hanford Dixon, Frank Minifield, Solomon Wilcots, Bubba Ventrone, Raventrone, Jameer Howerton, Drew Boatner, Danielle Lavelli, our great producer, Dave DiNatale. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. We are going to be in Manhattan tomorrow and Thursday. This show tomorrow from Manny's on 2nd. So stay tuned again for Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.